from fashion styles to sports equipment. He had even been there when she'd picked out her new favorite sweater, a long purplish knit number from a thrift store. She was wearing it right now to top off her travel ensemble. Layered shirts, blue jeans, a coarsely woven blue scarf with cute little bug-eyed owls on it, and her floppy red felt hat. Kit wasn't a fashion nut, but she had her own unique look. "If only I could call Charlie, or even just zip him a text," she thought, peeved that the airline didn't allow passengers to use cell phones. "Then I'd feel better." She and Charlie had made up a game called Best Worst that they played whenever one of them had to face a difficult situation. Kit imagined Charlie sitting next to her now and asking, "Okay, Kit Kat, best worst. What's the worst thing that could happen when you get to Covington?" Kit thought. "The worst thing would be that I'd hate it, but I don't think I will. I think I'll really like it." "Then what's the best thing that could happen when you get to Covington?" imaginary Charlie asked. "I'll absolutely love it," Kit thought, then realized, "Hey, both answers are good." Smiling, she relaxed her grip on the brochure and closed her eyes. Time slipped away. She wasn't sure how much, but suddenly she felt like she was back on her dad's ranch, riding her old horse, Freckles. He was a small Appaloosa, a gentle soul that she used to ride every chance she got. As he happily carried her along Streamside Trail, she basked in the summer sun, enjoying the heady scent of flowers in bloom while songbirds trilled in the brush and chaos, the world twisting and whirling, a horrible cracking pain in her foot and drums, the thunderclap of drums beating loud in her head, so many drums and pain and fear, and her head was going to explode and... "Cuppa, miss?" Kit jolted awake. "What? Where am I? Who?" She found herself staring up at one of the flight attendants, who wore a crisp blue uniform with a cute tufted cravat and jaunty cap. "Didn't mean to startle you, young lady. Just wondering..." The woman gestured to her drinks cart in the narrow aisle. "Nothing like a hot cuppa to soothe the nerves, no?" She spoke in an English accent like most of the other airline personnel Kit had met that day, though Kit heard another accent blended in, maybe Jamaican.
"I'm sorry, a cup of what?" she asked, covering a yawn.
The flight attendant grinned. "Just a cuppa," she said. "That's what we British folk call a cup of tea." She was clearly used to explaining British terms to American travelers.
"Oh," Kit rubbed her eyes and straightened in her seat.
"I've never had tea, actually. I'm a coffee girl, like my dad." She pointed to the softly snoring Stetson beside her.
"Well," said the woman, "I think it's about time you try some then, no?"
"I'm game." Kit figured she should learn to drink the stuff if she was going to live in England. She had always heard how much British people loved tea, and she didn't want to look like a totally hopeless newbie.
"With milk and sugar, please," she said. "That's the way I like coffee, so chances are it's the way I'll like tea, right?"
"There's only one way to find out." The attendant picked up a plastic teacup and saucer from a stack on her cart and reached for the milk pitcher.
"A bit of advice," she said. "The secret to a really good cup of tea is to put the milk in first."
She did so, then added hot tea from a kettle. Kit accepted the now steaming cup and its saucer. The flight attendant noticed the school brochure, which Kit had placed on her seatback tray.
"That's the Covington Academy, isn't it?"
"Yeah," Kit set her tea on the tray. "My dad got a new job there, and I'll be a new student. A full scholarship and everything. Pretty cool, huh?"
"You must be one fine student," said the attendant, offering Kit a few packets of sugar.
Not really," Kit admitted. The attendant raised an eyebrow at this, but Kit said quickly, "How do you know about Covington?"
"My nephew, he goes to Tonbridge, a boys' school in Kent."